Right, good afternoon. I'm Diane Kraft, and we're going to be talking this afternoon about smart kids who hate to write. You know, those are the kids you have at home that when you mention writing, they just groan. Are your gifted kids who can tell you stories that you know could be published, but when they want it, you say, now write that down, and you get two lines. You say, you know more than that. We're going to talk about kids whose writing has not transferred to their automatic hemisphere. The children that you have that know every grammar and punctuation rule, but when they write, they use none of them. Because the writing hasn't transferred to the automatic hemisphere. When you drove here today, you were able, hopefully, to think and drive at the same time. If you drove here today and you had to think about the signaling, slowing down around the curve, all the processes of driving, you would have found that you would have just, it would have taken you so long to get here because you had to think about the process of driving, the streets, where you're going to turn. All of that would have been too much. God designed us so that the things that we learn, the processes, are supposed to transfer from the left concentrating brain to the right automatic brain. When the process of driving doesn't transfer over, you can't think and drive at the same time. When the process of writing doesn't transfer over, you can't think and write at the same time. You can either write by copying or you can think, but thinking and writing are a problem for them. I was teaching in school, I homeschooled my son, and when I was finished with that, I went back to the education system in public school, and I taught gifted kids, and I taught kids who were struggling learners. All my life I've taught kids who have to work too hard, struggling learners. And so these particular kids were all GT kids, so you know what that is, they call them gifted with a glitch or twice exceptional, because we know 90 to 109 is the average IQ. They had two exceptions. One was they were exceptional in their IQ. In this public schools, if you're above 119, you would be considered in the gifted program. So we had kids up to 130, 135, but they had another glitch. So they had not only that exception, but the other exception was the fact that they weren't writing. They weren't turning anything in. I had one GT teacher said, I've never even seen his name on a piece of paper. Because by that time, they'd become so resistant to writing. And the gifted with a glitch, the kids who have a hard time writing, whether we're gifted or whether they're immortal like I am. I said in this class, I was the only mortal, but I got to be in charge because I turned in my work in school. And so then I got to graduate and be in charge, and I used to kid them. I said, you know, you don't have to turn your work in school. Then you can just have mortals in charge of you all the time. So in other words, they were magnificent thinkers, but their output was miserable because in school, everything is learned through the writing gate. So we're going to learn about how the brain works and how to correct that. In this one session, I love to do this session. Because in this one session, we can change so many children's lives at home who are just miserable in the writing area.